Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. One of the hot new terms in the digital world these days is the Internet of Things, conveniently abbreviated as capital I, small o, large T. But what the heck does that term mean? Good question. There's no official definition, but there is a pretty widespread general sense of the term's meaning. The Gartner Group put it this way in a report from December of 2013, quote, "The Internet of Things is the network of physical objects that contain embedded technology to communicate and sense or interact with their internal states or the external environment," end quote. In other words, things all around us, not just our computers and tablets and smartphones, will become part of what we today call the Internet. Things ranging from sensors the size of particles of dust in a forest, to an implant in a person's chest, to thermostats in our homes, to sensors in the cement in bridges, to the controls in our cars, to soil sensors on farms, and thousands of other things, some of which we probably haven't thought of yet, will be part of our everyday lives. Many of us have heard about the so-called smart meters that are now used to monitor electricity usage in most main houses, or the fact that GE is adding the capability to be, quote, smart to all of its new household appliances, or the fact that the Federal Department of Transportation is holding hearings on how to best have cars talk with one another on the road without human intervention or even human awareness. These are all parts of the emerging Internet of Things. While Gartner predicts that by 2020, there will be about 7.3 billion computers, tablets, and smartphones in use on our planet, they also predict that there will be about 26 billion other types of units connected to the Internet. Why is this seen as a good thing? The answer most often given is that it will allow us humans much greater understanding of and control of the world we live in. Sensors in bridges will warn us if the bridge's structure is safe or not. Sensors on farms will be able to tell when it's time to turn on irrigation equipment, based not on a regular schedule, but based on the needs of particular crops. And as we've probably all heard, sensors in refrigerators will be able to tell when we're running low on milk and send a text to us at work telling us to stop by the supermarket on the way home to get some. But the predicted range of potential benefits is much wider than these simple examples. To quote Gartner again, "Emerging areas will witness rapid growth of interconnected things. This will lead to improved safety, security, and loss prevention in the insurance industry. IoT will also facilitate new business models, such as usage-based insurance calculated on real-time driving data. The banking and securities industry will continue to innovate around mobile and micropayment technology using convenient point-of-sale terminals and will invest in improved physical security systems. IoT will also support a large range of health and fitness devices and services, combined with medical advances that'll lead to significant benefits in the healthcare sector. Emerging connected sensor technology will lead to value creation in utilities, transportation, and agriculture." End quote. By now, hopefully, the idea of the Internet of Things is becoming clearer. And by now, there may be a slight unease arising in many of us about the possibility for mischief that such a very connected world, much of it designed not to require human intervention or even awareness, could make possible. And indeed, even at this relatively early stage of the development of the Internet of Things, there are already all kinds of examples of possible mischief. For example, researchers from HP Security Research, yep, the same people that make the computers, tested 10 common IoT devices that are already making their way into homes today to check for security risks. Those included, quote, TVs, webcams, home thermostats, remote power outlets, sprinkler controllers, hubs for controlling multiple devices, door locks, home alarms, scales, and garage door openers. All devices included mobile applications which can be used to access or control the devices remotely, End quote. Long story short, the devices didn't do very well at all from a security or privacy standpoint. Depending on the specific security concern, 60 to 90% of the devices tested had security weaknesses. A much larger study done by faculty from Eurocom, a graduate school and research center in France, used an automated system to look for security flaws in the firmware of a wide variety of IoT-connected devices. As reported in the Register, their findings are not very reassuring. The four researchers found serious security problems in, count them, 140,000 Internet of Things devices. We don't need to comb through the details of this particular study here. The point is that while the Internet of Things promises much greater understanding and control of the world we live in, it also offers unprecedented opportunities for mischief, ranging from stealing all kinds of personal information to conceivably locking people in their cars and running their cars off the road, or locking people in their houses and turning the heat up to 100. So, once again, great potential promise and great potential problems. Two sides of digital technology. We're wise to pay attention to both of them. And we'll try to do that as the Internet of Things becomes more and more part of our daily lives, right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.